You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Tuwing ika-25 ng Abril bawat taon, ginuginita ng mga Australiano ang Anzac Day. Pinaparangalan ng bansa ang lahat ng mga veteranong Australiano at New Zealander, kasama ang marami na buhat sa ibang kultura. Narito ang ulat. Ginaganap tuwing ika-25 ng Abril, ang Anzac Day ay unang nilikha para parangalan ang mga nakipaglaban sa Gallipoli noong unang pangdaigdigang digmaan. Ang petsa ay tumutukoy sa araw noong 1915 nang lumapag ang Australian and New Zealand Army Corps o ANZAC sa Gallipoli Peninsula. Ipinaliwanag ni Brian Dawson ng Australian War Memorial na sa mga araw na ito, ang paggunita ay para sa lahat ng mga veterano.
In the following year, 1916, the first Anzac Day was held by troops mainly celebrating or commemorating, because it's much more of a commemoration than a celebration. And it's about remembering those soldiers, sailors and later airmen who have died on active service.
Nagsisimula ang araw sa isang seremonya na bukas sa publiko na tinatawag na Dawn Service.
At the memorial here commences around 5:30 on the morning of the 25th of April, and crowds will gather in front of the local war memorial, and even new arrivals in Australia will have noticed that almost all towns and villages will have a war memorial. And the dawn service starts just before dawn is a very simple ceremony and remembers those who have fallen.
Ang dawn service ay sinusundan ng tinatawag na Gunfire Breakfast, isang simpleng barbecue na may sausage, bread roll, itlog at minsan kape na may kaunting rum. At bago magtanghalian, ang mga veterano ay nagmamartsa sa mga pangunahing lugar sa buong bansa.
There are very few Second World War veterans left today, and those that are well into their 90s, but obviously veterans from subsequent conflicts, Korea, Vietnam, and more modern conflicts like Somalia, Afghanistan and Iraq, where Australian soldiers, sailors and airmen have served. And there are also overseas contingents, so contingents of those who've fought in other wars and then come to Australia.
Sa Canberra, ginaganap ang mga pagdiriwang sa Australian War Memorial. Sa Sydney, sa Cenotaph sa Martin Place, at sa Melbourne, sa Shrine of Remembrance. Bawat kabisera ay may malaking inorganisang kaganapan. Sa maliliit na syudad at nayon, sinabi ni Brian Dawson, mahanap mo ang impormasyon sa inyong lokal na RSL.
Each of those marches and the dawn services are run by the organisation which is called the Return Services League, or RSL. And they are clubs of ex-servicemen, and they will basically organise the dawn services and the marches.
Si Sankar Nadeson ay nagmula sa India at nagtatrabaho sa mga komunidad etniko sa RSL Victoria at Legacy sa Melbourne. Kahit pa man lumaki sa Inglaterra at laging nagsusuot ng puppy mula pa noong bata tuwing Remembrance Day, hindi niya makonekta ang kasaysayan ng kanyang pamilya sa Anzac Day. Noong magsimula siya na makapagtrabaho sa mga balo ng digmaan, namulat siya sa kayamanang kultural ng Anzac at kinwestiyon niya ang kanyang sariling saraysay.
I asked my auntie and she said, yes, your grandfather actually fought in the British Army in Malaysia. And I had no idea, completely no idea. I didn't actually connect to the Anzac story or to any of the stories of conflict and war through the Imperial Forces or the Australian Defence Force on a very personal level in relationship to my history and my family.
Maraming mga Australiano na nagsilbi sa militar ay galing sa iba't ibang pinagmulan. Halos 200 migranteng Chino ay nakipaglaban para sa Australia sa unang pandaigdigang digmaan. Habang nakikipagtrabaho sa Australia-China Youth Association, nabatid ni Sankar Nadeson na ang kanyang mga estudyante ay di pamilyar sa kabuuang multikultural ng Anzac.
many of the students hadn't recognized or realized that there were such a thing as Chinese Anzacs. And we produced a very contemporary sort of format of artwork, street art stencils of Chinese Anzacs. One of those was a street art Anzac stencil artwork of Billy Singh, who was a very significant sniper in World War I.
Ang pagbunyag ay nagdulot ng higit pa sa kaalaman.
When people see us or see you for what you have contributed, for what you have done, then there's a great deal of healing there. And you can then go forward confidently in society.
At kung interesado pa kayong malaman ang hinggil sa Anzac Day, nilirekomendan ni Brian Dawson na bisitahin ang Australian War Memorial website.
The Australian War Memorial website is a very rich source of information, not only on subjects specifically related to Anzac and Gallipoli, but also to the broader military history of Australia in the served in the First, Second World War and those wars which have followed. Australia also is very lucky to have excellent national archives. The National Archives of Australia website provides access to an increasing wealth of information, detailed records which have been digitized.
Maaari rin ninyong tunghayan ang website ng National Archives of Australia website sa naa.gov.au at sa website ng Australian War Memorial sa awm.gov.au. Maaari rin ninyong bisitahin ang Australian War Memorial sa Canberra na kung saan ang ilang eksibisyon ay isinalin sa ilang wika.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.